So now we're going to talk not just about teens, but overall about intended and unintended pregnancy rates worldwide and across the major regions of the world. Research has suggested that unintended pregnancies can have adverse effects on the health and well-being of women and their families. As with teen pregnancy studies, it's hard to establish the causality of these associations. It is important to estimate unintended pregnancy rates periodically so that we can identify places where these rates might be increasing and to monitor our progress toward actually trying to reduce their incidence. Global and regional unintended pregnancy rates have been estimated in the past for 1995 and for 2008. In the interval between 95 and 08, the overall pregnancy rate fell by 16%, and the global unintended pregnancy rate fell by 20%. And as of 2008, about 41% of all pregnancies worldwide were unintended. Our objective was to estimate pregnancy incidence by the planning status and outcome of the pregnancy for 2012, to compare findings across geographic areas, and to examine trends where we could by comparing our findings with those that were published for 1995 and 2008. Pregnancies are comprised of births, abortions, and miscarriages. And again, we collected information on each of these components separately. Unintended pregnancies are all planned births. Intended pregnancies are all planned births and a proportion of the miscarriages. And unintended pregnancies are the unplanned births, and in our work we assumed that all abortions were unintended pregnancies, and then we included a proportion of the miscarriages. Nationally representative surveys in the U.S. and in Russia have indicated that 5 or 8%, depending on which country, of abortions were actually intended pregnancies. And we computed our results applying the assumption that 8% of abortions were intended pregnancies and that had a negligible effect on the overall unintended pregnancy rate, since abortions are just a portion of all the unintended pregnancies. But we do go into detail on those alternative results in the paper. In 1995 and 2008, all abortions were assumed to be unintended pregnancies, so making that assumption again allows us to make comparisons over time, although consistency is no excuse for doing something wrong if we think it's wrong. For live births, we used UN population prospects for 2012. To estimate the number of abortions in 2012, we used published estimates for 2003 and 2008, and we projected forward to 2012. For six subregions representing a small proportion of the abortions worldwide, we did not project forward because we didn't think that those trends were reasonably likely to carry forward into 2012. And again, we go into detail in the paper on what and why we made these, what exceptions we made and why. And we do plan to make a careful and thorough estimation of the abortion level in 2012, but for the sake of this review, we used projections. And again, we estimated miscarriages just as we did in the teen pregnancy review that I just covered. We assumed that 20% of all births and 10% of all abortions can be added together to come up with roughly the number of miscarriages in the population. I think the part of this work that took the most effort was estimating the proportion of all births that are unplanned. For Africa, Asia, Latin America, and Eastern Europe, we used demographic and health surveys and similar nationally representative surveys of women in 69 countries. For the other parts of Europe, northern, western, and southern, we used nationally representative surveys in 7 countries that represent about 50% of the births in those subregions. For North America, we used data from the U.S. National Survey of Family Growth. There are some differences across these surveys in how women were asked the time period, the reference period. Some women were asked about pregnancies or births, I should say, in the past 3 years or 5 years or 1 year. And so we talk about these differences across surveys and their implications, again, in the paper. With respect to data coverage, we have information on the planning status of 92% of births in North America and 71% of births in Latin America. And jumping right down to the bottom of the slide, we only have recent information on the planning status of 19% of births in Asia. So we don't examine trends in unintended pregnancy rates in Asia because of the gaps in our data coverage. And because Asia represents such a large part of the world, we don't assess the trend in the global unintended pregnancy rate, but we do assess trends in the other major region, and we do examine the trend in the overall pregnancy rate globally and in all the regions, because the proportion that's unintended doesn't influence our estimate of the total number of pregnancies. I hope you follow. Okay, so now we're going into our results. In 1995, it was estimated that there were 209 million pregnancies worldwide. In 2008, there were 208 million pregnancies, and the number rose to 212 million pregnancies in 2012. There's a nice match between the numbers. In 2012, almost 9 out of 10 pregnancies took place in the developing world. About 57% of pregnancies took place in Asia. 25% took place in Africa, and North America and Europe together account for about 10% of all pregnancies worldwide. These bars represent pregnancy rates in 1995, and the very left bar indicates that there were about 160 pregnancies for every 1,000 women of reproductive age in 1995. Roughly almost 16% of women were pregnant or got pregnant that year. By 2008, the pregnancy rate declined in both the developed and the developing world. And the next set of bars are our most recent estimates for 2012, and we see that the global pregnancy rate plateaued between 2008 and 2012. It might have declined slightly in the developing world, and it might have increased slightly in the developed world, although those differences are a little bit too small to call. So now we'll look at the trends in the unintended pregnancy rate in the regions in which we're able to do so. The unintended pregnancy rate seems to have declined in Africa. It seems to have plateaued in Latin America, to have increased a bit in North America, and the direction of the trend seems to have changed in Europe such that the unintended pregnancy rate might now be increasing in Europe. These bars represent unintended pregnancy rates across the major regions in 2012. And as we see in the top bar, there are about 55 unintended pregnancies for every 1,000 women of reproductive age last year. So about 5 or 5.5% of women had an unintended pregnancy last year. The rate was the lowest in Asia, remember that includes China, and highest in Africa. These bars represent the distribution of unintended pregnancies by their outcome. So worldwide, about 37% of unintended pregnancies ended in a live birth. That's the orange part of the top bar. About 51% of unintended pregnancies ended in an abortion. The next three bars represent the developing regions, and women in Asia were more likely to terminate an unintended pregnancy compared to women in Africa or Latin America. And the bottom two bars are the major developed regions. Oceania is not in here. It's a mix of developed and developing. It mucks up the story. North American women are less likely than European women to have an abortion in the face of an unintended pregnancy. Did I say that right? Okay. So did I say everything I wanted to say on this one? I think so. So we found there were 88 million unintended pregnancies last year. Most unintended pregnancies, according to work by my colleagues at the Guttmacher Institute, occur to women with an unmet need for modern method of family planning. When we put our findings together with trends in contraceptive use estimated by the UN Statistics Division, we find that the plateau in the global pregnancy rate corresponds with a plateau in the uptake of contraception and a plateau in the decline in unmet need during roughly the same period of time. I think one of the interesting findings in this assessment was that the overall and unintended pregnancy rate seems to have increased in Europe. And so again, we started, you know, guessing and looking at literature to try to understand why. We know that in the course of social and economic development, couples begin to want to have smaller families. Well, maybe further along that process, desired family size begins to increase a bit. Immigration from high fertility countries could also explain some of the increases in both wanted and unwanted fertility in Europe. So we could benefit from research on differences in unintended pregnancy rates and in how these are resolved and in the consequences of unintended pregnancy across population subgroups. And it would also be useful, I think, to examine reasons why women don't want to have a pregnancy, how these reasons might be associated with whether they have an unintended pregnancy and how they resolve them and what the consequences are for them of having unintended pregnancies. And do I have any more? This is just to underscore that the findings provide what we hope is a comprehensive picture of pregnancy trends, and that we think that these findings can support and motivate investments in family planning programs where needed. Thank you.